you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
That's the strangest thing I've ever seen. What is wrong with you?
Jeez. Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Welcome to Sound Off. Alongside John Sears, I'm Keith Murphy, and we have the Final Four after just a crazy tournament. I mean, on one hand, it's crazy. On one side, it's crazy. Yeah. On the other side, two number ones.
Yeah, one side you expect chalk, right. You know, Kansas and Villanova. The other side, just picking names out of a hat. You got Loyola and Michigan.
Who are these people that thought, okay, a 3-11 on this side, but two number ones on this side?
I saw that ESPN, 17 million brackets.
Right.
550 predicted the Final Four. I find that incredible. That seems really high, that 550 people predicted Loyola and Michigan on that side.
And then two number ones.
Yeah.
Sound off at 515-282-9010. We have the Final Four, including the Missouri Valley's Loyola Ramblers. Swept Drake, beat Northern Iowa three times. And now Loyola plays three-seed Michigan for a shot at the championship.
Other side, no Cinderella. It is all chalk, like we said. Villanova against Kansas. Let's sound off. NCAA tournament, 515-282-9010.
Iowa State did not put a team into the NCAA tournament, but the athletics department did do something more rare than that. It gave $1 million to students, non-athletes, who need financial aid. Iowa also pitches in $2 million a year to the university's general fund. This should be the norm. It is not. Gary Barta says intercollegiate athletics is nothing without an esteemed university as its foundation. Jamie Pollard says students are the backbone of our support network in athletics. They're both right. The Iowa Wolves play at a higher level than the Cyclones or Hawkeyes, but they'll never have the same following because the Wolves don't wear state schools on their uniforms. Seinfeld was right. We're rooting for clothes. And nothing unifies like a high-profile sports run. You think all those Loyola fans would gather to cheer the debate team? Iowa and Iowa State's athletic departments are self-sufficient. They pay millions for everything from scholarships to coaching salaries. That money does not come from taxpayers. It's also worth noting these revenue-generating NCAA sports machines are technically nonprofit. They're not incentivized for big margins, no shareholders. So what do? They spend what they make. It's why the influx of billions from broadcasting rights has led to excessive coaching salaries and an arms race for extravagant facilities. But there's room for some common sense fiscal and moral responsibility. One example, stop these ridiculously one-sided coaching contracts and stop paying coaches millions to not coach. Pay the coach, say, $3 million instead of $4 million. Sacrifice an occasional hot tub complete with waterfall. I realize fans and donors care most about one thing, winning. There's room for that and doing the right thing. Iowa and Iowa State keep taking steps in the right direction. Others will follow. They just don't know it yet.
Keith, once again, the NCAA tournament has sucked us in. Once again, this tournament proves why it's the best sporting event, period. The reason is simple. We love the underdog, the Cinderella story. We cheer for teams even though we have no clue where they're from. We have no idea who any of their players are, but we cheer for them strictly because they are the underdog, the kids that were overlooked by the big boys. There's no other sporting event like this. College football has a playoff, but you aren't even getting in unless you're a Power 5 school. Just ask Central Florida. College baseball? Nah. Professional sports? No. All those athletes are paid. College basketball is it, period. the one sport where we jump on underdog bandwagons for a few days or weeks in March. Take UMBC. Most people had no idea what UMBC even stood for before the Retrievers' monumental upset of Virginia. It's University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Former Sound Off host Heather Burnside posted this after Loyola's win over Kansas State to advance to the Final Four. Seriously, Ramblers basketball is the best bandwagon I've ever jumped. Missouri Valley, underdogs, 11 seed, Sister Jean. The same logic applies to all of us. We love seeing David take down Goliath. Loyola likely would have been left out of the big dance had they not won the MBC tournament. How preposterous is that? Now the Ramblers are two wins away from a national title. Florida Gulf Coast, Davidson, George Mason, Bucknell. The list of Cinderellas that we've rooted for goes on and on. Saturday against Michigan, Loyola will have more fans than ever in its school's history.
That's for sure. I saw a sound-off poll from earlier tonight. Who do you want to win the NCAA championship at this point? Not who do you think is going to win, but who do you want? It's like 75% Loyola. And the other 25% split among the other three teams. Let's take some calls here. Nobody would call Kansas a Cinderella. Kansas is a one seed, but this is not one of Bill Self's more talented teams. Still very talented.
You could argue it's – I think many people said it's – one of his worst in the last 10 years. And that doesn't mean they're bad.
Yeah.
But that just means he's had so many good teams. This one was not expected to do a whole lot. And they struggled a lot in the Big 12 early.
Scott, what do you think about Kansas's run to the Final Four?
I think that you've got a team that got to go 2 hours and 20 minutes to Wichita for two games.
Yep.
And 3 hours to Omaha for two games.
Right.
They played four home games to get to the Final Four. All their fans could drive with them. You know, it was the easiest road anybody could ever have.
Yeah, they're the one seed.
Yeah, they're the one seed, so they do get somewhat of a home court advantage, but more than most. You're right, Scott. You saw in Wichita, there were like 10,000 people for their shoot-around.
Yeah, and Kansas has, I mean, as much as maybe Cyclone fans hate Kansas, they have a ton of fans. Their fan base is enormous. They live for basketball. You know, they don't care about football. They don't care about anything else. This is their lifeblood, Kansas basketball.
They've got all that history, and they win, and they win a lot. Randy in West Des Moines, what do you think about this run by the Loyola Ramblers?
Holy cow, this is incredible. The thing that really gets me is that, okay, they're going against Michigan, Big Ten team, huge Hawkeye fan. I have to pull for Loyola Chicago. I just hope this, you know, that they can do this. You know, Kansas, Villanova, number ones. But I have a good feeling, the number 11 could prevail. And one last thing is that who do you think is going to replace Nico at Drake? Randy, West Des Moines, I'm out.
All right, Randy. I don't know yet.
That's a good question on Nico. There's a lot of candidates.
Yeah, but I don't know and not enough to get into it at this time. There's some people interested. So
yeah, and a lot of local people with some local connections to Drake and Des Moines.
We had six candidates in our news Thursday night, and one of those candidates is already out because Craig Smith went to Utah State.
Yeah, and he was the South Dakota coach. So, and he was in the running for this job last year.
Turned it down,
and Nico got it, but now he's going to Utah State.
Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Tiny Ref judges have a cigar in West Des Moines, says the UMBC Retrievers look like the Teen Wolf Beavers. Tiny Ref?
Those jerseys are the exact same, except they say Retrievers.
And Beavers. I think they owe some kind of copyright to Teen Wolf. Lance says Grandview Christian JV boys basketball coach Willie Felderman looks like Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles. Tiny Ref, is he right?
That's a deep dive right there.
That's a good one.
You think you know what's bugging me, don't you? Well, here's a gold star, genius. It's What's Bugging Andy next.
Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. Matt writes, not a Cyclone fan, but want to see KU win. Simply, it's Duke, and if they lose, no more Grayson Allen. You got your wish, Matt.
He almost won it that
last
shot.
He almost won it. That is the difference in March, isn't it?
Man.
Just that shot rims
if
out
it rolls
or Duke
in,
is in
Duke's
the final
going
four.
On.
Yep, that close.
Pete writes, My wife, a Loyola alum, just pointed out her school got farther in the tourney than Duke or any of those overrated ACC schools. Hashtag truth.
Nico Medved, we hardly knew you.
And that's kind of what's bugging Andy.
For the second time in a decade, my basketball team was abandoned by its fine young coach. Or, for the second time in a decade, it lost its fine young coach. How you choose to say it probably depends on how well you've learned to accept the way of the sports world. Now, when Keno Davis left back in 2008, I truly felt abandoned. This time, I feel more like Drake lost Nico Medved. Not that it's Drake's fault, but because I now understand that this all comes down to controlling what you can control. I can't control the fact that we have these ridiculous contracts in college sports where coaches have all of the leverage. I can't control Nico Medved's ambitions or Colorado State's list of names. I can't control any part of any of that, and neither can you. So if you're a Drake fan or a fan of any other team of this state, you best make your peace, because not a single one of us has any influence over that kind of stuff. But that doesn't mean that we are powerless. We can go to games. We can go to games and we can cheer for our team. We could go and make an atmosphere that's hard on opponents and appealing to recruits. We can go to games and bring a kid who will grow up to be a fan, or bring a friend who will become one now. It starts with making Drake a better atmosphere for basketball, because all things spring from that. Coaches see it, players see it, donors see it, prospective fans see it, and everyone wants to be a part of it. I know the Knapp Center needs some work. I mean, it looks more 90s than a Backstreet Boys CD. But until its facelift actually begins, let's remember that no arena looks better than a crowded one. Look, you don't show up. You can't blame a good coach for questioning your interest in what he or she is doing. 11 months was too soon to lose Nico Medved, but did we Drake fans really do our part? I mean, the season started with a win over Wake Forest. We almost beat Colorado and Minnesota. And yet in February, the bleachers and the Knapp Center made Siberia look crowded. Get engaged, folks. Show up, cheer, spend, follow, repeat. That's what you can control. And when we do all of that stuff, then we can be upset when a coach leaves. But then, maybe they won't. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
A hero's welcome for the national champs from Graceland. But where does Graceland rank in Who's in Your Five? That's next. Along with live calls, we've got Ryan and Waukee coming up next. You can sound off at 515-282-9010. Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation. Brent writes of Nico Medved, no surprise, found a veteran-laden team and coached him up. Far exceeded expectations and took the next job he could find. I don't blame him. Drake's a stepping stone job, and that shouldn't surprise anyone. Good luck, coach.
Brian writes, he took a better job with a better program. This happens all the time. How can a person be expected to not take a better deal?
Who's in your five? Favorite Gracelands.
Gracelands, okay.
Number five, the Graceland font. Very elegant. Number four.
That's like a favorite of
yours? Yeah, of the five Gracelands. Number four, the Graceland TV series, rookie FBI agent sent to a house for undercover agents in Southern California, trained by a former legend FBI agent.
I've never heard of this
number
show.
Number three, Graceland. Legendary song by the legendary Paul Simon.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Number two.
Okay.
Graceland University just won the NAIA National Championship.
Oh, they're not good enough to be number one, I see.
No, number one, Graceland, Elvis's home.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Been there. You've been there, too.
Yeah, who's in your five? Five favorite Gracelands. All right, let's...
That seems like a stretch. We're really hitting the bottom of the barrel, aren't we, for who's in your five?
It's 52 weeks a year, John.
Okay.
Not counting the Olympics. Okay. Let's get to the live calls here. Bill is in Des Moines. Bill, your thoughts on Nico Medved bolting for Colorado State?
Oh, best of luck to that young boy. You know, he found better green pastures. Just wondering, which one is more devastating to the university, that Chezik boy that was up in Iowa State or Medved? Which one was more devastating, you think, to the university?
Well, football at Iowa State trumps Drake basketball, so yeah. It's kind of hard to compare the two. I mean, football at Iowa State is so much bigger.
And Iowa State had recruited well, but not been very good under Gene Chizik. But I think Chizik angered people far more because he just said he was firmly entrenched in Ames.
Yeah, his seemed a lot more of a lie in wanting to leave than Nico, yeah.
Ryan's in Waukee. Ryan, what are your thoughts on this NCAA tournament?
Yeah, hey there, Murphy. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say, long-time caller, first-time listener, but hey, I just, being I'm from the birthplace of the baby back rib, I need to know. Who would win in the national championship, Loyola of Chicago or a very determined Mike Ditka? Follow-up question, what if Loyola of Chicago was actually Loyola of Ditka? Thank you.
Okay, if Loyola of Chicago...
That seems like a loaded question, but I'll let you take it.
All right, I'll take it, right. Yeah. Just Loyola straight up against Ditka, it's Ditka. But Loyola against Loyola of Ditka, it's Loyola of Ditka.
The Bears.
Hold on. I mean, Loyola, I mean, they just knocked off some powerhouses. You don't think they could take Ditka?
No, not Ditka.
Okay. I mean, they'd be a good battle, though. I mean, okay.
Nico bolts for Colorado State, but not before he makes one final appearance in face-off, plus final sound-off takes at 515-282-9010. You can email the show, soundoff at whotv.com. I'm glad that Creighton and Wichita State left the MVC so he gets a better teams in the conference.
Heck yeah.
Go Ramblers. That's an MVC fan in Pella.
All right. Time for more back and forth. We call it face-off because face-off sounds like sound-off. Get it?
All right. Yeah, I get it. Long-time caller, first-time listener.
Yes. Exactly. Anyway, Nico Medved left Drake for Colorado State after just one season. He used to coach there and he'll make more money, though not double as some have said. Can't fault a guy for doing what he thinks is best, right?
11 months into a 5 or 6 year deal is pushing it, but that's up to Nico. If his gut said too soon, he would have stayed. I think the bad look here is the celebration he reportedly had with athletic director Brian Harden after Nico said he turned down the job.
But Nico does have a right to change his mind.
He does, and Brian Harden has a right to feel burned.
Yeah. We rarely see an AD speak as candidly as Harden did on Thursday.
And it was just what Drake fans needed to hear, John. Yeah. Harden fought for the fans' frustrations.
Iowa State's Lindell Wigginton will test the draft waters. Some fans are disappointed by this, but most understand.
It's the new normal. Mm-hmm. Get feedback. Find out what needs work. As long as a player doesn't sign with an agent, and Lindell Wigginton, we're told, has not, he can return.
I think Wigginton's back. You?
I agree, but I'm told it's a weak draft for point guards. Wigginton has NBA-type talent. He just needs more reps.
Yeah. When some Hawkeye fans saw five-star recruit A.J. Epenesa behind Parker Hesse on the spring depth chart, they flipped out.
Yeah, they did.
But Epenesa's father, Epi, wrote on Facebook, quote, Parker Hesse is a good kid from a great family and an amazing teammate to AJ, and he's a monster of a football player considering his size. AJ Epenesa is still learning, and Parker is a great person to learn from. AJ will get his share of what he earns by working. What do you think of that?
I think if more fathers were like Epi Epenesa, we'd have far fewer entitled athletes who mope when they don't start right away.
Yeah.
That Facebook message shows me AJ Epenesa is going to keep getting better and likely become an Iowa leader in the process.
I agree.
Over, under, condiments, underrated, mustard. Makes almost anything better, no calories, even looks good. Look at it, it's glorious. Overrated, mayonnaise.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, hang on, mayonnaise is overrated?
Yeah, it's a condiment of last resort, John. No one seeks out mayonnaise.
What are you
no
talking
one
about?
Wants mayo.
What are you talking about? I got some right here. I don't even need a sandwich.
John, don't do it.
I don't even need a sandwich.
Don't do that. Please, no, don't. It even smells disgusting.
I love mayo. You don't love this? Look at this. Just
get John. In my belly.
You know what? You want to try some? Here we go.
I know you have an iron. No, that it even smells you bad. Seriously. I know you can eat anything, but
sandwich, whatever.
Stop. Just, seriously, this is making me a little bit sick.
Here, let's get a really good one here, and let's just go after all this. Oh, man. I can feel it running through the veins right now, man. Mayo. This is a champion's diet right here, isn't it?
That's so disgusting. Please, Tiny Rev, you're welcome.
One minute, let's keep it
okay, tight. I think I work out tomorrow. That'll be good.
God, that's of all the things you've eaten on the show, that's the most disgusting.
It smells.
Don't spill any. JT the Nut, welcome to Sound Off. Please.
Please tell me that's some sort of prop he's eating right
it's
now. That's not the real deal.
It's not. It's mayo. Look at it.
Well, I need to lose weight, and watching this will certainly help that fact. Good Lord. But I wanted to say, the NCAA tournament, I have no dog in the fight. I like Loyola, obviously, because I'm a Missouri Valley guy. But this tournament has been the most fun to watch just because it's been upset city everywhere. And honestly, this is what March Madness is about. I know some people are like, this doesn't really decide the national champion. Well, whatever. This is what's awesome. The upsets make March Madness, and I couldn't be happier.
Just like I said, the underdogs.
I apologize.
Fight for Cinderella. You sure you don't want some of this?
I'm positive. That's going to do it for us. We're back next week. Hope you are too.
We leave you with the Sound Off send off. Graceland University, have mercy.
Harley. And it goes! And Graceland has won it! Have mercy!
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.